Come to me, all you who are labor and burdened, and I will give you rest.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Reflecting on this reading that we have in the gospel today, I was reminded of the church right next to my former university in Rome called San Luigi di Francese. It's the French church in Rome, and probably you have seen it. Inside that church is this wonderful painting of The Call of Matthew by Caravaggio. It's layered with many, many meaning, and it's almost like a pictorial depiction of what we have read today, what we have heard today in the gospel. To those of you who are familiar with the painting, we see Jesus Christ pointing to Matthew on the right side of the frame, and Matthew is on the extreme right. Very interesting observations that one can make in this particular painting. First of all, Matthew was dressed in his Renaissance finery. I would imagine if Matthew is living right now, he would be dressed in Prada or Armani or anything of it, but he was very handsome and good and well dressed Renaissance man. But something is strange about him. Matthew was depicted as hunched over like this, hunched over counting money, and he doesn't see the scene around him. He's focused on the things that is just within his field of vision. That's a wonderful theology. That explains to us the state of being in sin. When we are in sin, according to Saint Augustine, we are bent in on ourselves, curvatus in se. We are bent in on ourselves. All we see are the things that pertain to us and nothing more. We don't see the beauty of the world. We don't see the beauty of relationships. Everything is all about us, curvatus in se, bent in on oneself. So that is the state of sin. And we all do that. We all do that. And we recognize that. It resonates with our own experience. When we are in sin, We are so into ourselves, and we forget that we are a people who are called to live for others very much like Christ. The other observation in that painting is that Jesus Christ is pointing to Matthew with hands like this. And you will remember that this particular posturing of the hand is an exact copy of Michelangelo's creation of Adam. What Caravaggio is saying is that when Christ calls us to follow him, we become a new creation, very much like Michelangelo's depiction of calling the dust Adam into life, you know, giving him new life. And so Christ gives us new life every time he calls on us to follow him. Now, why is this important to us? This is important because we need to be reminded that our conversion does not happen only in one day. I would imagine all of us here have all experienced this wonderful encounter with the Lord, and we promise to follow the Lord. But that does not end right there and then. Every day is a call to conversion. Every day the Lord says, come, follow me. Every day we have to strip ourselves of that favorite sin that we bring to confession every time we go to confession, our conditioned responses to the world which are maladaptive and not in keeping with the gospel. May the example of Saint Maria Goretti and all of the martyrs of the church remind us that we are called to follow the Lord. And that call comes to us every day of our lives. And that call may sometimes cause us to die a little more to ourselves, but then to be aware with that radiant hope that we are called to a new life, a new creation, the resurrected life, no less.